Yep. Good morning. I know I be like super MIA every now and then, and you just get a notification that a new episode is up. Hey, I want to apologize for that, but obviously that's how this gonna go. A lot of this, I just dropped literally right before recording this. I dropped this lost episode. I don't remember what the fuck I was talking about, but I had to have been saying some stuff that meant something to me, because I took time to like semi-edit the episode or organize the episode. So I wanted to go on my rant. Like, I seen some shit today. I was like, yeah, I just need to get this shit off my chest. And I go to the app where I, you know, do the podcast, and I'm like, shit, there's a whole episode in here that I didn't publish. Fucking procrastination and ADHD tendencies and blah, blah, blah. That's not what this episode is about. So that's not what this rant is about to be about. I just wanted to let y'all know. So, you know, I hope y'all enjoy the podcast that I just dropped. I hope y'all enjoy it. I just want to say that first. So, today, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, I'm just ranting. You know what I'm saying? I'm just getting shit off my chest. I decided to take, and when I say take the year off, I don't mean I'm not making anything. Usually I get pressed about, like, mentally. I get in my headspace to where if I don't put out a project, I feel like I'm not doing anything. You know what I'm saying? And which is completely ass backwards if you think about it. If you're not doing appearances or performing or you know, at shows or collaborating with people and just being out where people can see you and touch you and talk to you, then you're not doing anything. So I haven't been doing anything, and I'm not going to even sit here and lie and try to make excuses for myself. I haven't been doing anything. I should be, but I have not. And it goes to a mental state or whatever you want to call it, whatever the right term is. But I decided to take the year off, you know what I'm saying, from making a project. Like, I'll do freestyles, I'll make songs, you know what I'm saying, I'll do features, but I'm not putting out, in 2023, I'm not putting out a project. I'm not putting out a project. There's no specific reason. Maybe I'm tired and I subconsciously don't understand that I'm tired, but I've sort of consciously made a decision to, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's weird. Like, I know I'm tired, but I don't know I'm tired, but I decided to take a break because I'm tired, but I don't know I'm tired. I know that makes no sense. That's just how my mind works. I really can't explain it no further than that, from that, you know, focus point. But I've decided to take a break from making a project or trying to put out I've been trying, like, the last however many years, I've been trying to put out a project every year. That was my goal, to put out a project every year, so people know that I'm still doing stuff. But well, everybody don't fucking live online. Everybody don't live online. As much as our life is consumed around the internet, and a lot of our lives and work and just day-to-day shit is around internet, everybody is not online. And I'm starting to realize or remember that, you know what I'm saying? Like, I have to be out in the world, you know what I'm saying? So with that being said, like, the thought process is, like, do some shit. But you know what I'm saying, if you gonna do some shit, you need to be out around the people or talking to people or doing shit or you know what I'm saying, going to performances, which I can still do, and I need to take I need to be better at that and get out and go and talk to people and collaborate and just, you you know, show up, support, you know, show love, and all that kind of shit. So I'm gonna fix that part. The you know, being a hermit part. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna fix that part. But I feel like I'm strained. That's why I say I wanted to rant. So I was on social media this morning, Instagram, Instagram, and I came across this video where somebody put together clips of Kanye, Tyler, the Creator, Frank Ocean, and Childish Gambino, basically talking about what it is to be a creator currently, you know, in the times that we live in with, you know, social media, internet, blah, blah, blah. Kanye made a point. He said, when it comes to creating, there's no amount of money that you can give a creator to create. And I'm paraphrasing. And I posted it. So I got this broadcast channel on Instagram where I post like music business stuff, music memes, inspirational music quotes, you know, inspirational music things like free plugins, free. That's just my thing. Like, so I was at some point I was sending all these things to my friends, and I felt like niggas would look at them, but they wasn't appreciating them. So I stopped sending them to my friends, and I made a broadcast channel. And whoever sees them and appreciates them. I just made a place for it and decided to stop sending to people. But to the point, so if you want to be a part of that broadcast channel, hit me up. I'll send you the link to join the broadcast channel, and we'll go from there. Excuse me. So Kanye was talking about it's nothing that you could give a creator to make them want to create. They just want to create. They gotta create. Tyler the Creator was the first thing he was talking about, because they had him on there twice. The first thing he was talking about was he was giving some advice to somebody, and they was basically saying, he said, if you want to just create. They gave him some excuse, like, he said, well, why don't you create? And they was like, I don't know, because I'm scared. And then he's like, why? But the thing, it just moved me this morning, like, to reevaluate my process of how I'm creating. Like, what am I creating out of? I'm not creating for me. Like, that's where when I felt, because I've been feeling like, what the fuck is going on? Like, I'm not fucking with the shit that I'm making. I'm not, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying I'm not fucking with it. It's like, I wish it was better or different or you know what I'm saying? Like, whatever the case may be, I wasn't the proudest of what I made. Like, the stuff that I made, I felt like it was good, but I wasn't the proudest of it. And all that video just brought me back to that, like, well, because you're making it to make other people fuck with you instead of making the shit that you like for you. You know what I'm saying? So I'm sitting here realizing, like, damn, like, I'm just making shit to make people fuck with me, which this is a little bit too honest right now. Not that I need people to fuck with me, but I do want my shit to be appreciated. I do want my shit to be known. I do want, and it's not about the money. For me, it's not about the money, because usually when people say, once I get on, once I get a bag for music, I'm about to go buy a big house and move out to, blah, blah, blah. I done already did that without music. I'm out the hood. I'm not in the hood no more. I'm not. My kids are in a good school. They don't need shit. They don't want for shit. Let me rephrase that, because they're kids. Kids want shit all the fucking time. All the time. They don't need shit. Is the point I'm getting at. They not suffering. If me and their mama are struggling, they have no fucking clue. Cause me and her figure shit out, and we get shit done. You know what I'm saying? We get shit done. So if we are struggling and we are having a tough time taking care of responsibilities, our kids will never fucking know unless they ask us. And we'll be transparent with them, and we'll be honest, and not to put no burden on them, because they don't have shit to worry about. They are the results of the decisions that we made, so they don't gotta worry about that shit. But we will be transparent with them, because we do want them to be grounded, if that makes sense. But back to the point I was trying to make, I don't need money for music. I don't. Let me not say that. Let me get my words together. I want a lot of money for music, but that's just to do more of the things that I love to do and enjoy doing. And if I can make money for music and not have to go work for somebody else and spend more time with my family and then more time investing into the ideas that I want to accomplish, achieve, and create, and blase skip, and all that other shit, that's what I want. That's 100% what I want. So I'll say that, like, when it comes to music and money and expecting to get money back from things that I've created, that's the only reason why. I'm not money hungry for social status. I don't need money for social status. Shit, honestly, down the rabbit hole. All right, let me get back focused. So, watching that put me back on track. Watching that video put me back on track. And I watched another video this morning too. It was along the same idea or thought process, and it involved Tyler the Creator. So, basically watching that brought me back to, like, dude, you're not creating the shit that you like to create. You're doing it for somebody else. You're not doing it for you at this point. So with that realization, it's like, fuck. Well, damn. I got other people controlling me, and they don't know they got control over me. And that's bullshit. Because I'd be damned if a motherfucker have control over me. Especially if I didn't give it to him. You know what I'm saying? So, all that being said, I had a mind shift this morning on what I'm going to make, what I choose to make, why I choose to make it. However it turns out is however it turns out. If that shit is oversaturated, that's how it's supposed to come out. I don't give a fuck about no technical shit. I know enough technical shit to know, you know, how the end result is the end result. You know what I'm saying? I'm not. The feeling is the feeling. I'm not. I have no. What's the word? Anyway, whatever the feeling is when I present whatever it is that I present, that's it. I'm not doubling back to try to over perfect the song. No. The feeling that the first time feeling is the feeling that I'm trying to give out. Now, if it's somebody else's music and they ask me to do something for them, then I'll go back and fix whatever they want fixed. But as far as it comes to my stuff, I'm gonna take my time with it, but I'm not doing all that, bro. Like, I'm not. This is for me. How this shit makes me feel. Excuse me. how this shit makes me feel is more important than what you think about it. It's more important than your critique. It's more important than whatever technical things that I didn't apply or put on. I don't give a fuck about none of that shit. How this shit makes me feel is the most important thing. How it makes me feel is the most important thing. So, with that being, you know, going forward, like, I've already made, so, I said I wasn't putting out a project this year. I had no intentions of putting out a project this year. With all these thoughts going around, that may change, but it won't be, it'll probably be at the ass end of the year. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not, like I said, I'm not rushing anything. But if I was to put something out, it would be at the ass end of the year, top of the year, just because. But I've already decided, like, I've already in my mind put together a project to release for next year that I just wanted to make it, like, dope. I wanted to make it, like, as perfect can be. But that was before the thought of, is this for, so I had to go back and think, is this for me, or is this for, or is this for to make people fuck with me? And I really had to sit there and think, is this for me, or is this for to make people fuck with me? And the way of going about it to make it come together, I would say that is to make people fuck with me. But the ideas and the concept and the thought that I put into it, this was for me. This one was for me. This one is for me. I don't, honestly, I don't know if I'm gonna still go through with it, just because of how the mindset that I'm on right now currently. And I could be back tomorrow, you know, on some Gemini shit. I could be back on, like, yeah, I gotta hurry up and do this. I gotta get this done. These people are, you know, right now, today, my mindset is, it is what it is, and you need to make this shit for you. Fuck whoever else is worried about how you making the shit that you, like, niggas don't. And that was another video I seen this morning. It was saying, and it was my guy that collaborates with me in the group that I made, the broadcast center that I made. His point was that the fans or the people, whoever, they don't give a fuck about what DAW you use. They don't give a fuck about the plugins. They don't give a fuck about the techniques. They don't give a fuck if you sampled it or if it's original. They don't give a fuck if you paid for the samples or if, like, don't nobody give a fuck. They just care about how it makes them feel. That's what he was saying. People just care about how it makes them feel. So if this shit just makes them feel amazing, it makes them feel amazing. If they don't fucking like it, they don't fucking like it. Or if it makes them feel shitty, it makes them feel shitty. They just care about how it make them feel. So with all that being said, like, I'ma stop putting so much work. And that was the thing, putting so much worry into the process that you can't even fucking create. Like, oh, this chord progression isn't good enough. Oh, this lead melody isn't dope enough. Or shit, these sounds aren't, I need better sounds. Or, like, all that shit is crazy. Like, why is it so much? Why? Now, I understand. It's all the process. Like the process of creating, like, that shit is going to be there. But to eliminate it from being so much is where I'm trying to get to. I don't want to completely eliminate the those thought processes, because that, in my mind, that means I don't care. But if I could just cut them back to 10%, and the other 90%, I go crazy and I make shit that I like and I enjoy and I love, and not worry about if somebody else is going to like it too. I could deal with that shit. Even if it was 25%, and I had to deal with, and I only had 75% of the stuff that made it more enjoyable, that's fine. that's perfectly fine. So my mind shift is about enjoying what I make more now, enjoying the time that goes into making it. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of my other, I guess this is a part of, and not worrying about features. You know what I'm saying? I know there's people that I could call on that I know I could get the shit done, or will get the shit done for me. I think I relied too heavily on trying to get somebody on the song. That's another thing for this year. Not worrying about, not being pressed about features. I just want to make shit that I like. And honestly, I got two projects in my mind. Technically, I got like three projects in my mind. For those who don't know, I released a project at the end of 22. I think it was in November. Called the Good Man EP. And I could double down and like actually make, I could make an album of that. I could double down. So, and I've been thinking about that, and I don't know that I want to do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know that I want to do that. And it's not for any bad reason. It's just, I just don't know if I want to do it. So I already got like two projects in my mind, freestyles that I should be hitting. And I just need to focus. I need to find some time. It's not find some time. I need to make time, sit down, work, and block everything else. Block everything else out and work. You know what I'm saying? So with all that being said, I just, now's the time to worry about make the shit that I like to make. And I'm saying this, and hopefully this applies to somebody else, and y'all could feel the same way. You know what I mean? So like I said, I just wanted to rant, get this shit off my chest. This has nothing to do with nothing. I just know I ain't made a podcast in a while, and I felt like I needed to get this shit off my chest. So just by happenstance, y'all, I don't even know if that applies right there. Just because I decided to make this episode. So if you enjoyed it, I'm glad. But this was for me. You know what I'm saying? This podcast was for me. I give away shit all the time. I help all the time. But this podcast was for me. And I just needed to vent. And I appreciate anybody who listened to me vent and rant and complain for the last 20-something minutes. So I hope y'all have a good day. Be creative. Do it for you. You know what I'm saying? Whatever you decide to make today, make it for you. Fuck everybody else. Fuck me. Fuck your mama. Fuck your daddy. Not literally, but, make the shit for you. And have a good day, man.